Sitter Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka Family. Machak Achaim, Machesem, Machai Mesem, Rachamim Rabim. We're up to the three phrases. Somech Noflan, Rafei Cholamatir Asurim. What do these three phrases mean? We quoted the Maharal Mirunberg, the last of the Balei Tosfos, explained. These are all forms of Tchias HaMesem. They are three miniature forms of Tchias HaMesem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu catches and lifts those who have fallen. He heals those who are sick. And that he releases those who are in prison, those who are shackled, are each forms of restoring life to those who've despaired, to those who've given up. It means not only physically, but metaphysically, spiritually, and emotionally as well. All three of those things. So mech noflim rofei cholim umatir asurim. We saw the Shem Shmuel. The Sachet Shavar told us in successive order, they get worse and worse. Mekayimem unasol l'shenei afar. The shenei afar are the lowest, the ones who most despondent. And yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills his promise. The Ravan, one of the Balei Tosfos, another one of the Balei Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar ben Nasan, he explains that these three expressions refer all to one specific circumstance. It's an interesting kavana to have. All three refer to an uber, a fetus in the womb of his or her mother. How do these three expressions fulfill that? Mechayim mesim berachamim rabim, Hashem gives life for this tremendous compassion, because if you ever think about it, it's really astonishing. Maybe the more science you know, it's less astonishing, but to the novice or to the amateur, it's astonishing. This baby, the moment after they're born, they need access to air, they need oxygen in their airways to live. And yet, while they're inside their mother, they have life. They're alive. We believe that they are alive and they have the value of life and the status of life, even though they have no access to air. It's astonishing. And how does that work? Says the Ravon, because the Kodesh Baruch is Mechayim Mesim Berachamim Rabim. The Mechayim Mesim is this uber, this fetus in the womb of his mother is not yet alive. He's mesim, but Kodesh Baruch is machaye mesim. He sustains even someone, something that's not alive. Why? How? Berachamim rabim. He's somech noflim and rofei cholim. Since the fetus is still developing, it's not yet fully developed. It needs to heal and it needs to become complete. That's somech noflim and that's rofei cholim. We know a baby born prematurely, the lungs are yet undeveloped. Some of the organs are not yet fully developed. So in the uber inside the mother has the status of somech novlim v'rofei cholim. And lastly, says the Ravan, matir asurim. This baby is imprisoned by his mother's womb, by her mother's womb. Not really a prisoner, but meaning is in a very confined space. Matir asurim, the baby is born. Kadosh Baruch Hu is matir asurim. He releases this baby into the world. So what do these expressions mean? So mechnoflim rofei cholim matir asurim. And then the fourth, the ultimate, which is mekayim emunasol l'shenei afar. These different interpretations, are they meant to each be taken individually and literally? Are they all describing people who are emotionally or spiritually falling, and a Kodesh Baruch who catches us and he lifts us and he doesn't allow us to get to a point of beyond return? Are they talking specifically about the case of the Uber? A big big machlok is different ways of understanding. The Chidah says, why is Machaye Mesim before Rofei Cholim? Rofei Cholim, that he heals the sick chronologically, should come before Machaye Mesim. Machaye Mesim is somebody who is deceased, who's no longer alive, he brings them back to life. When does that happen chronologically? After you heal the sick. So the Chidah wonders, why is Machayim Mesim after, why is it rather before, Rofei Cholim? And he points us to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sa'di Aleph Amid Beis, that tells us that Tchias HaMesim, resurrection, takes place in the state the person was in when they were buried. This is one of the great questions, and it's a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. I sometimes wonder, Baruch Hashem, we have a local Beis Din, where we have the privilege of helping those who desire to join our people to realize their dream and to become Jewish. So while the person's in the mikvah, literally, Shulchan Aruch tells us, even though we think we know the answer and we've had the conversation before, we have to ask a series of questions again about Kiyama Mitzvahs and some fundamental beliefs. One of the questions that we ask the conversion candidate while they're in the mikvah, while they're ready to go, is, do you believe in Tchias HaMesim? Do you believe in the resurrection of the dead? We had a person who delayed, who wasn't ready for years, didn't become Jewish, because he said, until in earnest I can say, yes, I believe in it, I'm not just going to say it because it's one of the checks, one of the boxes I have to check off in order to become Jewish. Until I work it through and until I'm ready to say I believe it, I'm not ready to go. It's an amazing story. But yes, the candidate. So I sometimes think to myself, we don't ask him, do you believe in the Rambam's version, the Ramban's version? Do you know the difference between the two? Which Tchias HaMesim do you believe in? It's fundamentally different beliefs. Do we come back and we're born again anew? We go through the gestation that we went through for the 9 months in our mother's womb, where we have to develop and grow and evolve? Do we come back a finished product? Do we come back whole? Let's say, Chas V'Shalom, a person had a limb amputated. in Tchiyas HaMesim, are they born, or do they come back to life with that amputation? If a person was missing an organ, if the person donated a kidney, or had to forfeit an organ, do they come back? If a person was compromised in some other way, if when a person left this world, they no longer had their hair, in Tchiyas HaMesim, do they come back with a flowing head of dark hair? These are important questions. What does the conversion candidate say in the mikvah? Do they know which version? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that in Tchiyas HaMesim, the person is brought back in the state they were when they left this world, which means they were bald, if they were missing an organ or limb, if they were compromised. And then part of Hashem's incredible graciousness and benevolence and kindness with Tchiyas HaMesim is then He heals that person. So we are awakened, we come back to life in the compromised state, and then He heals us. Omden b'mumon u'misrapim. We reawaken with our mum, with our deficiency, and then misrapim, and then He heals us. Says the Chida, now we understand why it's out of order. He is mechaye mesim, and then He's rofei cholim. Even though it seems to be out of order. Why? Because it's talking about, first He brings back to life, and the rofei cholim is not in this world and during this lifetime. The rofei cholim is when a person is brought back into this world. Who are the yeshene afar? We'll start with this next time. I'll tell you a couple beautiful interpretations. Mekayim emunaso. It's a strange word. Rav Chalap, the Mei Marom, has a sefer on tefillah, a siddur tefillah. The Mei Marom. Rav Chalap is a beautiful sefer. So he wonders here, what's the kavana of mekayim emunaso? If it means haftachaso, Kadosh Baruch Hu's promise, then the proper grammar should be ne'emunaso, not emunaso. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ne'eman. He's trustworthy and believed that He'll bring the Yishenei Afar back to life. What is u'mekayim emunaso, not mekayim ne'emanuso? Why does it say emunaso? We'll pick up with next time.